The 4-Hour Workweek. Escape the 9-to-5, Live Anywhere, and Join the New Rich by Timothy Ferris. Continued. Disc 3. Chapter 7. Interrupting Interruption and the Art of Refusal. Do your own thinking independently. Be the chess player, not the chess piece. Ralph Sherrill. Meetings are an addictive, highly self-indulgent activity that corporations and other organizations habitually engage in only because they cannot actually masturbate. Dave Barry, Pulitzer Prize-winning American humorist. Spring 2000, Princeton, New Jersey. 1:35 p.m. I think I understand. Moving on. In the next paragraph, it explains that I had detailed notes and didn't want to miss a single point. 3:45 p.m. Okay, that makes sense, but if we look at the following example... I paused for a moment mid-sentence. The teaching assistant had both hands on his face. Tim, let's end here for now. I'll be sure to keep these points in mind. He had had enough. Me too, but I knew I'd only have to do it once. For all 4 years of school, I had a policy. If I received anything less than an A on the first paper or non-multiple choice test in a given class, I would bring 2 to 3 hours of questions to the grader's office hours and not leave until the other had answered them all or stopped out of exhaustion. This served 2 important purposes. 1, I learned exactly how the grader evaluated work, including his or her prejudices and pet peeves. 2, the grader would think long and hard about ever giving me less than an A. He or she would never consider giving me a bad grade without exceptional reasons for doing so, as he or she knew I'd come a-knocking for another 3-hour visit. Learn to be difficult when it counts. In school, as in life, having a reputation for being assertive will help you receive preferential treatment without having to beg or fight for it every time. Think back to your days on the playground. There was always a big bully and countless victims, but there was also that one small kid who fought like hell, thrashing and swinging for the fences. He or she might not have won, but after 1 or 2 exhausting exchanges, the bully chose not to bother him or her. It was easier to find someone else. Be that kid. Doing the important and ignoring the trivial is hard because so much of the world seems to conspire to force crap upon you. Fortunately, a few simple routine changes make bothering you much more painful than leaving you in peace. It's time to stop taking information abuse. Not all evils are created equal. For our purposes, an interruption is anything that prevents the start-to-finish completion of a critical task, and there are 3 principal offenders.